Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today for part one of our two-part series is the Green County School District licensed mental health counselor, as well as the special needs counselor, Kyle Kenny, now joining us. So thank you very much, Kyle, for being on.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, Kyle, this week happens to be National Suicide Prevention Week. And along with that is some information that the school district and a lot of school districts across the state here do what's called the Iowa Youth Survey, which kind of tackles the issue of suicide. Can you tell us a little bit about, first of all, what the Iowa Youth Survey does?
Absolutely. Iowa Youth Survey is a survey that we give the 6th grade, the 8th grade, and the 11th grade every other year. This is done across the state of Iowa. It's probably the best collection of information about a variety of topics we have in the state. And they cover things, you know, obviously we just talked about suicide, but they talk about exercise, how much homework you're doing outside of school. They talk about, would your parents approve or disapprove of certain behaviors? Would your neighborhood approve or disapprove? What would your friends think? So they cover a lot of things. I think there's 280 questions on there. Just a great, vast amount of information. I think I have trend data back to 1999. So it's been going on for quite a long time.
All right. Now, yes, as we'd like to kind of focus on the suicide part of the Iowa Youth Survey, can you give us what the indicators or what those data numbers that you have that deal specifically with the topic of suicide in that survey?
I guess the four questions. First question they ask all the kids is, in the last 12 months, have you ever been so sad or felt hopeless enough that you stopped doing the things that you normally would do? And that's kind of an indicator of a depressive episode. And then the next step would be, in the last 12 months, have you seriously thought about killing yourself? And then it takes another step. Have you made a plan on how to kill yourself? And then the last one is, have you tried? And there's actually a couple other questions, but those are the four usually we focus on. It kind of gives us a good indicator. And with that information, we also get districts our size across the state so we can compare ourselves. And then the state data just came out too, so we can compare ourselves to the state.
All right. So can you give us some of the data of what Green County School District experienced with those indicators that you had previously mentioned? And do you have any comparisons you'd like to mention?
Yes. And looking at different years too also helps. But the alarming one, I know that I've kind of talked about this one before, is just looking at 11th graders in general. With that first question of the feeling sad and hopeless for 2 weeks that they stopped doing the things that they normally would do, 32% of our kids said that they had. In my mind, that's one third. If you compare 11th graders to all high school kids, you're looking at about 150 kids in our school that would answer yes for that one, which I think is troublesome. Compared to state and districts our size, that's a little bit lower than average, which is a good thing, but still 32% is really too high for that. And that's up from 2 years ago, 22%. So across the state has seen a big increase, and in our district has seen a big increase in that one.
And then what about the ones or percentage of students that took the survey that had thoughts about suicide?
So they asked, seriously thought about killing yourself, because most kids have thought about it at one time. So seriously have thoughts about it. We're at 18%. And again, looking at 11th graders, 18%, which is alarming, but that compares to 27% from districts our size. Ours has kind of stayed the same across the state, has went way up in that one over the last 2 years. Plan would be 14% of our 11th graders compared to 13% statewide. And again, ours, that's actually lower what our use was 2 years ago. And again, through the state, theirs went up.
And is there any other data that you'd like to share from the Iowa Youth Survey that pertains to this particular issue?
With that, we also look at TRIED. Usually when I talk to teachers, and I've done that numerous times, I talk to school board, I talk to administration. Part of me hates to give percentages. Percentage is 6% of TRIED. That's right along with the state average. That's right along with the districts our size. But 6% doesn't give you the picture. You know, I think of kids. You know, and I think that drives home the issue a little bit more. If you say 6% of our kids in the high school, now you're looking at somewhere around 22, 24 kids. That's people's friends. That's people's sons. That's people's daughters. That's your neighbor. That's not a percentage. That's human beings that we're talking about.
And then let's talk about any factors you think that put kids in that kind of mindset then?
Try not to get too much on the soapbox, but I think one of the biggest things that eventually I think we'll get more in tune with is just the social media, the ability to, as things used to be, you used to leave school and you go into a whole completely different environment at home, whether that would be a good or a bad, and then maybe you went to something else and it was completely different. Today's world with how we're connected, if a kid is having troubles in school, that can follow them at home. If a kid's having problems with whatever, it can follow and they can't get away with that. I'm a big one on trying to keep positive, trying to think about good things. I don't normally watch things that will bring me down. But if you look at a lot of the reports, negative people dying, the hurricane right now and the traumatic events that people around the world focus, if you look at all those things, it's hard to keep a positive.
And so does that kind of lead to maybe mental health or mental illness being a contributing factor as well?
It can. Because if you don't put it in perspective of, it can lead that. The tough thing about mental health and mental illness is that some people that struggle with it, nothing besides how they were just wired can create that. Somebody can be, and I know this is hard for people to wrap their brain around, but somebody can be clinically depressed and have a great life, have incredible parents, have good friends, and they can just be depressed just because of that's their genetic makeup. And that makes it really difficult. I know a lot of people want to blame parents, and that's not always the case. Or they blame bullying, but that's not always the case. And some people just get sad. Some people are anxious. Anxiety is a huge issue as well, and I know we're not focused on that, but some people are just predisposed to that. So It's kind of a hard, that's obviously a mental health issue, but you kind of get into that nature, nurture, what created the problem, and both of them can do it.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Green County School District licensed mental health counselor, as well as the special needs counselor, Kyle Kenny, joining us for part one of our two-part series. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.